Longtime Colorado Springs food journalist Matthew Schnipper stuffs email boxes with tasty morsels about all things gastronomic. His regular side dish newsletter highlights the world of culinary pursuits in Colorado Springs and wherever else he goes. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin is going to check in with him periodically to get the scoop. Let's meet Matthew now.
What is it about food that has you basically dedicating your life to it?
I don't know if you knew this, but it's super tasty. It's just delicious. So on a gut level, that's it. But I would say it started for me. I've been working in the industry since I was 15. Now, I say that as if I'm still doing it. I did 10 years in the industry, but I kind of consider the 20 years in journalism after that part of it because I'm still very much in it. I'm in those kitchens all the time talking to people. I'm in the restaurants. You know, these people live on a knife's edge. This is a hard industry, financially especially right now. So for me, I think I just feel completely emotionally connected to it, and it's just my community.
If you had one word to describe the Colorado Springs culinary scene, what would it be?
I'm going to go with nascent.
Okay, we explained that a little bit.
Can I use more words now?
You may.
Okay, I want to say we have a long way to go to become like a great food city, and I don't want to take away from that which we're doing right already. I want to say we've far too long middled in too many areas and set a lower standard than some of the best food scenes. And I want to be careful, too. I don't want to just make it all about fine dining. We want to support those small taco shops and those little mom and pops and the international places on South Academy. They all matter. They're all part of the fabric of it. But as a whole, I think to some degree we've felt a little complacent and good enough, or this is okay, but I think we could always do better. It's like chasing the dragon. Like, there's always something better out there. There's always something you can do. And that's kind of that thing you get in the kitchens with the chefs where they obsess about being better. So I just think it's everything from service to really great, consistent food, and then encouraging new things.
So what do you think it would take the culinary scene here to the next level?
We've really got to support our locals and independents more than the chains. Consumers also need to send a message to chefs that they're going to support those experimental things or the new things. So we've got to try the special. You've got to go out of your comfort zone, so to speak. Don't just eat burgers, tacos, pizza, barbecue. It's all delicious. It's great. There's a time for that, too. But go eat the other thing, too, the ramen, the pho, the whatever. Send the message that we will support new things, and I think that will help. I guess lastly, there's a lot of talk in the last couple of years since Michelin came to Colorado as a whole. If Michelin comes to the Springs, that should help raise the bar by creating a whole bunch of attention on the scene from outside too, but probably on an inspirational level, people inside the scene are going to want to come up, I think. They're going to want to step up in a way. I don't want to put too much weight into it, but it will change the conversation at the very least.
So what does this town need?
We need to support the restaurants earlier in the week too, so they can keep their staffs working and everything. We can't just have these completely dead nights. If you can build that kind of capacity and that kind of regularity, then again, the kitchens can, you know, settle in and invest and do those things like grow the menu or have more specials or things like that. So if we could be more of a 24-hour city, let's just be an 18-hour city. Let's be a 12-hour city, whatever. Let's just get closer to that. Another random thing on my mind about this one is so many people do the third-party deliveries, right? I get it. There's an economy for that. We're creating some jobs there, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know if the average person knows that the restaurants tend to pay up to like 30% of service charges for that. Mm. And it's almost a losing proposition. I want people to go and dine in more, stop ordering the food, get out of your sweatpants, get off the couch, go to the place, just spend money in-house. It makes such a difference. It could really help. So part of that's just, again, like training the consumer side to do a thing, support local, support independents, go out, eat in the restaurant, tip well, those kind of things.